Now, there's no magic pill yet. I guess you could freeze yourself like Walt Disney and all those other rich people have done to, you know, try to stay alive forever. But would you choose immortality if you could? Most people say they would not. In a recent survey right here, they asked people how long they'd like to live and, you know, be able to carry on. A lot of people said, listen, I only want to live to probably what, like, the average expected age is, like, what, 70 or 80?
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing, though. Technology will get better as time goes on, and we'll be able to live longer, I'm sure, but I don't know about immortality, but would you guys, if it was available, let's say you could pick your age of how long you live, like, you could be 150? Like, if they could sustain your life, would you want to do that?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's like, if you're, so you get to live forever, but then do you have your 30-year-old body or do you have your 80-year-old body? If I'm stuck in my 80, 90-year-old body for, you know, for several years, then that's not fun because you're just miserable.
What if they had it, because they're saying these are all hypotheticals, but maybe they could slow the aging process. You're not going to be able to go back. Like, you're still mid-20s. You're totally fine. But like me, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be 150 with a... well, actually, yeah, 70, some 70-year-olds look okay. But I couldn't imagine if you were 150-year-old and, like, you aged to 150, you would look like a raisin or a prune.
Yeah.
Your skin be saggy. You'd have so many veins. You look like you were a bodybuilder at one time.
All your family, all your friends, everybody's dead.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, if you outlive everybody else, you're so lonely. Like, everyone you know is dying.
But what if they could live, though, too?
I don't know.
Only reason I wouldn't want to do it is something you guys brought up right there about dying. I would hate to see everybody I love around me die. I know it's unselfish. I want to live forever, but I also want to be the first one to die. Like, I want us to live for a long time, but I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to...
You want to be first?
In a sense, but not early, though. Like, I want my mom and grandma to live to be, like, 100, which...
I mean, we can make that happen if you really want to be first. Like, we can pull some strings, I'm sure.
No, I don't want to
do it for the show.
I don't want to get whacked, but, like, I mean, like, I don't want to die before my wife, you know what I mean? Like, things like that, I want to be around for a while. But also, I don't want to work forever, though, too, because odds are I'm not going to have enough money to last me to, like, 100 or 150. I don't want to be 92 and working, like, welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, you don't want to be a Walmart greeter forever, right? Just, like, a little period of time.
Radio now, I'm 100.9 years old.
What music will we even be playing by then? Coming up, oh, we've got...
All electronic.
We've got marshmallow and s'mores and peanut butter and jelly, that new song. It's coming up next.
It'd be all robotic stuff.
So, all right, well, it looks like we're all going to die at a normal age. How old do you want to be now? Like, you've seen people. Do you want to live like my mother-in-law? Sorry, my... No. What would it be? It's my wife's grandma. I don't know what it is, but let's just say my wife's grandma, if that's the easiest connection to be. She's like 90 or 92, I think. Like, she's up there, and she's, like, healthy, spry, she's got original hips, she's in better condition than I am.
It just depends on the person of how you're doing at certain ages.
Because if I'm, like...
I mean, I have one of my grandmas is in her 70s, and she looks like she's in her late 50s, and she can do the splits and stuff. I mean...
Whoa, a freaky grandma over here doing the splits? Dang.
So, it just depends on the person, and I've had grandparents that have lived till they were, like, 103 and stuff like that, and they were still driving. And I mean, it just depends.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be alive. I'm just saying these are my personal things. When I cannot physically take care of myself, because I've been there where people had to help me after a surgery and stuff, when I can't wipe my butt, I really don't want to be around much longer.
Yikes.
Just me personally. Because if you've ever had a surgery or anything where somebody had to, like, help clean you or wipe you,
yeah,
it's not the easiest. So if I'm that old, I'm like, I'm good. Go ahead and just roll me down the hill or
no,
something
thanks.
Like that.